Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Deputy Director of P&Z, Pat Leroux. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting. First of all, was it a long one?
It was not. We were done before 10 o'clock, so we had a markedly shorter meeting than the prior, but we did a lot of work, so it was still a worthwhile evening.
All right, good. What were some of the highlights?
So the commission started off with handling some decision items that were closed at the last meeting that they didn't have time or were needed more time to contemplate before taking a vote. The first of that was a expansion of the business at 244 Mill Street and the closure of an outdoor storage area, making it an indoor storage area. That was closed the last hearing. The commission voted to approve it with modifications last night. The second item was the Second Congregational Church's request for a historic overlay and site plan approval to have a their building at 48 Maple be used as a Coffee for Good by Ableist, which is a non-profit organization, and then also being able to rent parts of that building for commercial office tenants. The commission was not in a position to vote on that last night, so that will be pushed off to the next meeting on February 25th.
Why were they not in a position? What does that mean?
They just wanted more time to craft the conditions of approval and just contemplate the decisions that they're going to make.
Okay.
So they have 65 days, so they're just taking an opportunity to just get it right.
Okay.
We had two postponements. One was two coastal site plan applications, one at 30 Sunset Road in Old Greenwich and the other at 198 Shore Road in Old Greenwich. Those will be pushed off to a meeting yet to be determined. Number four is the 59 East Putnam Avenue in Cass Cobb. That's the location of the former location of Corbo's next to the Cass Cobber. The applicant, the property owner there, is looking to expand seating in their current deli location and making a restaurant with 26 seats. The commission was, by and large, on board with the idea, but there was some outdoor seating that was a remnant from a prior approval in front of the building, and since that is not being used anymore, the commission was hoping to get some more landscaping and maybe reconfiguring that area to make it a little more attractive along the Post Road. The applicant is going to look into that and come back at the meeting on the 25th. Then we went to the Field Club of Greenwich. They're building a new tennis and paddle tennis hut for their facility. This was also on the meeting on January 28th, and the commission, the applicant made some revisions and some improvements to the plan per the commission's request. They also went back to ARC and got positive comments, and the commission voted to approve that with modifications last night. Number six is 240 Greenwich Avenue. This is the Bank of America building. Some people may remember this was filed originally with the interior renovation to the building, as well as a new building on the back for residential units. The applicant, midway through the process, decided to put a pause on the residential building component of it and is only asking the commission to go forward with the interior renovations of the Bank of America building. The commission heard it and also made approval there with modifications. And last on the agenda for last night was 1205 East Putnam Avenue. This is the parcel west of the McDonald's off of Exit 5 in Riverside. It is a moderate income housing development where the town is getting, in lieu of some incentives for floor area and height, the town is getting some rent-controlled units for workforce housing. This has been on for several meetings at the end of last year, and this is the first meeting they were back this year. They have made some substantial revisions, dropping the unit count from 20 to 18, three of those being the workforce housing units. And the commission spent quite a bit of time talking about the design and what they hope to see in the future under a final site plan application. A lot of neighbor input, a lot of good conversation going on last night, and so the commission closed that item but did not render a decision, and that'll be made at a later date.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of the things that were pushed from January 28th to last night got approved, or at least moved along last night, right, Pat?
Yes, these are, they made good progress. Yep.
Okay, good. Well, when's the next meeting, and what can we expect on that agenda?
Next meeting is February 25th. We will hopefully take up the vote on the Second Congregational Church's historic overlay and site plan application that I talked about, and possibly the 1205 East Putnam item that I also just spoke of. We will be hearing a pre-application review, which is sounds cumbersome, but what it is it's a very brief presentation that applicants are afforded to make under the state statutes to the commission to get some real rough guidance on their proposals. And the one that's going to be presented on the 25th is the Greenwich Hospital. They're looking to build a new separate standalone Smilo Cancer Center on the corner of Lake and Lafayette. They have some preliminary ideas. They want the input from the commission, so there'll be a presentation of that on the 25th. We will also hire 21 Calhoun Drive, that is another historic overlay proposal in the western part of town that is seeking to preserve the 1908 house and build a second house on the same property. We've heard that once before. Greenwich Country Day will be back for their field improvement application that was heard in the last meeting in January. Greenwich Academy, the second phase of their building program, the Visual Arts Center, is going to be presented to the commission on the 25th. And also we have a large house on a subdivision off of Dublin Hill Drive that's going to be coming in for the commission's consideration.
Okay. I didn't hear Sheep Hill Road. Is that going to be on there?
It will. It's still pending, but it will not be on this meeting on the 25th, probably somewhere in March.
Okay. Good stuff, Pat. Thanks very much
for
your time this morning. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, Tony.
All right, that's Pat Leroux, Greenwich Deputy Director of Planning and Zoning, talking about last night's P&Z meeting.